Fret Film Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez from the 68th Cannes Film Festival. This is an extract from the panel on opportunities and angles in the international digital and VOD landscape, held within the framework of the Cannes Film Market's next programme. VOD has indeed become a hot issue over the past years, and the managing director of Right Stuff, Wendy Bernville, also moderator of the panel, clarified some essential differences at the beginning of the talk.
When people are asking for rights for VOD, if you remember not to think of it as one thing anymore. There are many different VODs, all in different windows, with different prices and deal models. So TVOD is transactional, pay-per-view basically, like an iTunes. AdVOD is when you put stuff up on the web for free to the consumer, but you make money from it, from advertising or sponsorship. That's the catch. SVOD, subscription VOD, you'll hear that we're talking about two types. The subscription VOD that is a monthly fee that's usually non-exclusive, like Netflix. And then there's the premium exclusive SVOD, often tied to pay TV subscriptions, like Canal Plus or BSkyB. Electronic sell-through or download-to-own is the old home video sell-through. It's a consumer buying forever. And Ultra VOD is just the newer innovations, controversial or not, of putting films online before they're in the cinema, either accidentally or on purpose, for marketing or for money.
Benfield then passed the word to the four speakers of the panel, Eurovod's Dragoslav Zagariev, William Page from FilmDu, Sebastian Genin from Wacky TV, and online Colombia's Giuliano Cavalli.
The only way of surviving in this very tough and competitive environment is to work together, to be united. At the same time, since Europe is a fragmented market in terms of languages, economies, cultural specificities, it's necessary to work on two levels, a local one and global one. On the global side, we mutualize costs on everything that is technology. We do multi-territorial deals, but on a local level, we adapt the marketing strategies. The editorial push that each platform does to present the films, to market them accordingly to the expectations and specificities of each market.
As filmmakers and all the way through the chain, you really need to identify who you're making your film for and who your community is. And what we are trying to do is develop that concept further and try and really empower the community and get them involved in the film discovery process. And really get them passionate about the films that they're seeing so that they become ambassadors for the film that they really love. Maybe it deals with an issue that they feel passionately about, or maybe it's a country that they absolutely adore. And it's that sense of community which I think is really, really crucial.
I know that there is also the EST versus VOD discussion. That is a very important point, and I think we could probably clarify a few of these. But editorially, you don't work the same way the two products. VOD is very much toward new releases, blockbusters, and very concentrated in the top 10 titles, usually. When EST, you have a range, a wide range of potential successes. And I wouldn't name specific titles name, because I know the figures. I can tell you that documentaries, for instance, is probably the number one independent genre for international and for digital distribution. It really depends on the quality of the product we get, and I have no doubt that in Europe, especially these days, we have as many creators that we need for that.
In Colombia, VOD, and in the whole Latin American region, VOD is getting very popular for the past 2 years because now we have also the infrastructure, the internet, and it's get faster. 4G, it was last year launched in Colombia. So now they have all these mobile devices that people is interested to watch stuff in their mobile devices. So it's kind of like the right moment in the Latin America region to start to explore this. And we believe that it's more important, no, just not to try to globalize the whole region, so that to try to focus in each of the region and try to make a platform that it works for them and it's easy to use it.
Check out our industry channel to listen and watch the whole talk on the European digital and VOD landscape, as well as other conferences, panels and interviews from the Cannes film market. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more in Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.